Welcome to The Brief Signal. Let's get into it. So, AI infrastructure is running into a really fast escalating public backlash. New polling shows a whopping 75% of Americans now oppose a data center near their home. That's up from 51% just in February. This isn't just the usual not-in-my-backyard grumbling. Net support for a nearby data center is now negative across all political groups, a stark shift from a year ago. New York became the first state to impose a data center moratorium, joining nearly 200 local governments nationwide. Washington is caught in a bind. Americans don't love data centers, but everyone knows we need more compute. It's an uncomfortable paradox, especially since Drew Baglino, Tesla's former battery chief, points out that the states with the highest data center penetration have overwhelmingly had the lowest electricity rates. Loudoun County, for instance, funds 42% of its local tax revenue from data centers, allowing for significantly lower residential property taxes. Now, speaking of the physical reality of AI, let's talk about something Google is doing strategically. They're making concrete moves to acquire foundational AI data and expertise, especially for reinforcement learning, which is crucial for future agent capabilities. This week, Google reportedly won a $10 million bid for Spirit Airlines' internal corporate data in a bankruptcy auction. They outbid an AI data company for it. This is a massive haul, a 34-year operational data set with billions of records and millions of lines of source code. People are calling it a steal. This acquisition fits into what some are calling the era of experience in AI training. As Rich Sutton has often said, today's models stop learning the moment training ends. RL environments are the workaround, letting you buy decades of operational experience wholesale rather than trying to simulate it. To further cement this strategy, Google is reportedly in talks to acquire Mechanize for over $1.5 billion, a startup specializing in creating high-quality RL environments. This suggests Google is bringing critical expertise in-house, especially given that existing RL environments aren't always well-designed or secured, which can lead to flawed security tests from external vendors. Which actually connects to something else I saw this week, a critical vulnerability exposing reasoning traces in frontier LLMs. Researchers showed that smaller models in the same family can actually decode and replay the encrypted reasoning blobs that frontier models return to clients. This was true across Google, OpenAI, and Anthropic alike. An attacker could steal secrets, perform prompt injections, or even jailbreak models. The researchers were surprised by how easily they could extract this information. This moves agent security below the layer most teams have actually secured. And there's a broader monitoring problem behind it. Across agent evaluations, there wasn't a single case where the researchers running them were the first to notice something had gone wrong. This landed the same week OpenAI paused some frontier RL chaining on its Astra model, after security incidents. It highlights a blind spot. But the one that really caught my eye and gives us a counterpoint to the security concern is that a non-Frontier Cure model, Gemini 3.7 Flash, cleared three independent third-party evaluations in 1 week. It took number one on Artificial Analysis's Analyst Agent Benchmark, surpassing models like Claude Opus 5. Plus, ARC Prize verified strong performance for cents per task. That's three independent evaluations proving a non-frontier model is good enough for serious agentic work. And here's the thing. That connects to something Tom Critchlow said. The company with the best clock will beat the company with the best model. Models are commoditizing fast. Google DeepMind's Paige Bailey observed this week that the gap between best and cheapest good enough at computer use for CAD is already close to zero. When the best model is a moving target available to everyone, the durable advantage is how fast you can adopt the next one. This is also reflected in the open source world, where open source models' token share jumped from 28% to 62% on Vercel over the last 2 months, even while Frontier Labs' revenue still accelerated. Both things are true at once. So this week, I'd suggest you try this. When a founder anchors on benchmarks or tells you they could swap models, pivot the conversation to operational clock speed. Ask them if a critical vulnerability landed in their primary model next quarter, or if a dramatically cheaper but good enough model came out, how fast could they actually move to an alternative behind the same harness and APIs without re-architecting? And how would they even know if the new model was good enough for their specific tasks? Often, the missing piece is their own evaluated set of tasks. The clock isn't a metaphor, it's the measurable latency between a model getting better and their product getting better. every thread we've discussed this edition, from compute headwinds and public backlash to strategic data acquisition and LLM vulnerabilities, and even the speed of model commoditization, points to a core GCP position. Founders win by owning their AI architecture, not just renting models. For founders building advanced agents, talk about how GCP's capabilities, like the agent platform and cloud GPUs or TPUs, can accelerate their data advantage by enabling secure, bespoke reinforcement learning environments. When a founder raises security concerns about a specific model or provider, whiteboard their agent architecture. Show them how Model Garden makes switching between Gemini, Claude, and open weights like Gemma a routing decision rather than a complete migration. And for teams beyond the prototype stage, Anti-Gravity expanded to enterprise customers on the agent platform this week, offering coding agents, license management, and pooled token usage. And finally, reframe compute costs as a total operational efficiency play. Instead of just token pricing, ask about their end-to-end operational clock speed and the cost of slow iteration or unexpected compute needs. Then we can run the levers together. Route cheap steps to flash, move steady inference onto TPU 8i for better performance per dollar, and price predictable share with provisioned throughput. Architecture and commercial terms are negotiated in concert, not sequentially. This week really highlights that the promises of AI are increasingly bumping up against the physical and practical realities of building it. From public sentiment to data ownership and fundamental security, the advantage will go to those who can adapt fastest. Thanks for listening. Leave feedback on this episode at the bottom of the page.